Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education.
Chapter 20, Fair Housing and Ethical Practices. In our discussion of the fair housing laws, we'll review the protected classes as well as the common discriminatory actions. We'll also review the procedures for handling complaints and basic ethical standards. The purpose of fair housing laws, both state and federal, is to ensure an open housing market in which there are no barriers other than economic to obtaining housing. The Civil Rights Act of 1866 prohibits discrimination on the basis of race only. It applies to all properties and there are no exceptions. A notable development in 1968 was the Jones versus Mayer Supreme Court decision, which basically backed up the 1866 law. The Civil Rights Act of 1968, as it has been amended over the years, further prohibits discrimination based on race and includes color, religion, sex, national origin, familial status, and handicap, including people who have AIDS. Fair housing laws are administered by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, which has created rules and regulations to interpret the laws. According to HUD, housing is defined as a dwelling designed for occupancy as a residence by one or more families. It also includes vacant land to be sold or leased for the construction of such dwellings. The laws prohibit the following relating to persons in the protected classes: refusing to sell, rent, or negotiate with any person, offering different terms, conditions, or services, making discriminatory statements or advertising, falsifying the availability of housing, offering different terms or conditions for loans, and denying or limiting participation in any real estate organization such as a multiple listing service. While no exemptions to the Federal Fair Housing Act exist for real estate professionals, there are some for property owners. The sale or rental of single-family homes are exempted if the owner doesn't own more than three homes and if a broker or salesperson is not involved. If the owner is not living in the home at the time of the transaction, only one such sale is exempt within any two-year period. Rental in a one to four family dwelling occupied in part by the owner or lessor is exempt from the law too. Religious groups may discriminate in favor of their own members if membership in the religious organization is not restricted based on the protected classes. And a private club is allowed to discriminate in favor of its own members with regard to non-commercial housing if the club doesn't discriminate in its membership requirements. Certain properties meeting the criteria for housing for older persons are exempt only from the familial status portion of the law. Exempt housing is housing intended to be occupied solely by persons 62 years of age or older, or 80% of units to be occupied by at least one person 55 years of age or older per unit. Blockbusting and panic peddling are among several housing practices that violate fair housing laws. These unlawful activities occur when property owners are induced to sell or rent their homes because a member of a protected class may be moving into the area. Another illegal activity is the practice of steering. This occurs when prospective purchasers are guided toward or away from a particular neighborhood because of the purchaser's race, religion, etc., or because of the racial or ethnic makeup of the neighborhood. Redlining is the illegal practice of refusing to make loans or insure properties in specific areas for anything other than sound economic reasons. Keep in mind that intent is not necessary for a violation of fair housing laws. If the actions of a property owner, property manager, or real estate licensee even have the effect of treating people in protected classes differently, it's considered illegal discrimination. Also, care should be taken in advertising so as not to imply a preference or a limitation. A person who feels he or she has been wrongly discriminated against can file a complaint with HUD within 1 year. Upon receipt of a complaint, HUD will investigate and decide whether or not reasonable cause exists to bring a charge of illegal discrimination. An aggrieved person has the right to an administrative proceeding before an administrative law judge. The judge can award damages and levy fines or issue an injunction to compel the offender to either take some action or refrain from doing something. The person who feels that discrimination has taken place can also file a civil action in a federal court where unlimited punitive damages may be awarded. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act is similar to the federal fair housing law, but concerns the granting of credit. This law includes marital status and age as additional protected classes. See your Modern Real Estate Practice textbook and study guide for a more complete explanation of fair housing and ethical practices. Overall, be aware that state laws may be stricter than the federal requirements discussed here. Become well-versed in all the pertinent regulations in your state.